In the days following the Supreme Court's decision, Dr. Doug Stein says the number of calls to his clinic near Tampa tripled, as did the number of men signing up for vasectomies.
With rights being taken away from women, and we know what they've been through with them being primarily responsible for contraception, it's just time for men to step up to the plate.
The number of patients under 30 without children nearly doubled. He takes extra steps to confirm they are 100% sure they want the procedure.
Let's go for it.
27-year-old Thomas Figueroa is one of them. He says he and his girlfriend do not want children, so a vasectomy had been on his mind.
I've always thought about this decision. The Supreme Court did push me to finally do it.
He let us in on the procedure, which blocks sperm from entering semen. It's outpatient, takes about 10 minutes, and has about a two-day recovery. A female tubal ligation is much more invasive and risky. Some men are concerned lawmakers may restrict birth control, too.
I feel for a lot of men, especially for myself, that this is a way where they're trying to protect their girlfriends are trying to protect their partners.
These are some decisions not just made by men, but by families.
50% of our calls are from women.
This two-doctor practice can do 6 vasectomies an hour. And although they are reversible, Dr. Stein stresses not all reversals are successful.
A lot of the young men say, Doc, I know that vasectomies aren't to be considered reversible. But right now, an unintended pregnancy would be worse for me than a failed reversal years down the road.